like, hi.
Hey.
I don't know. We're all discombobulated because once again, Elaine is in a.
I know. I. This is not. This is becoming a trend in the bad way.
You're just like out there in the world.
I don't want to be out in the world. I want to be in the comforts of my own four walls.
I put on a shirt with a.
Yeah, you did. It's one of the fan. It's like a fancy shirt. Like
it is a fancy shirt.
You got on a work shirt.
I know. I mean,
in the house, I got on a kind of a work shirt, but I'm out the house. But you went.
Well,
there
I felt like I knew that you had to be out.
Oh, okay. So you kind of.
So I figured I needed to at least make the top half of my body look like, equitable. I will promise you the bottom half is still.
Well, you don't know what I have on. There's not very many people in this office. So,
I'm going to assume
it's not my slides. No, it's not.
Yeah. I'm going to assume it's not that because that's about what I'm working with. But yeah, so
yeah,
good to see you out and about. I will say I have ventured. I mean, I more than ventured. I went on a full on adventure because I left the state. So that was.
When did you leave this? Oh yeah. I was getting ready to go. I was like, wait a minute. You left the state when? But yes, I forgot. You did.
I did. It was, I feel like now I need a good 2 or 3 weeks to recover from that experience. It was a lot, but it wasn't bad. I feel okay. I did not catch. My thing is now I'm worried less about catching like COVID and I'm more worried about, I'm like, I just don't want a cold.
Yeah.
I don't want, so I kept my mask on and, whatever. So far so good.
Yeah. Well, I think my key to this, well, besides like staying away from people as best as I can. I mean, I've been around more people in the last month than I've been around probably ever. No, not ever, but
I feel definitely like in the last year. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I feel like in some cultures, Mandarins are like very like, like good luck. Like I've been eating mandarins ever since. I'm telling you, if there was a run-on cuties at the store, I'd be dead. I eat like 3 cuties every single day. It's like a ritual. I eat them after my dinner. So I don't know. I'm just gonna stay with that. And
I've been taking
my vitamin C, vitamins, that kind of stuff. But I feel like those mandarins are holding me. They're holding me.
That might be the case. I mean, I will say I pay a lot more attention to detail in the sense of, especially when I go out now, it's kind of like going backwards almost. It's like, okay, now I'm going back out. Cause I feel like I relax on a lot of stuff cause I wasn't really going anywhere. So that whole closet full of wipes that I had, I'm not really using wipes cause I'm not.
Cause I'm going, nothing to wipe.
Nothing to wipe. I'm not going anywhere. But now that I'm, going out or whatever, it's like, okay, well, where's this? Cause I definitely had like I had my travel wipes when I was on the plane. Cause I'm like, I only wiped down the tray and the belt buckle and the, all that stuff or whatever. So I think it's just being different, cognizant, but it was good to see a friend and get a hug and like, oh, okay, well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see how this goes as the world reopens. I just think it'll be a little different, but it'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be good. I didn't think I missed people. I was like, I miss people. But then when I got to people, I was like, I guess I do miss people. but not that much. So let's be clear.
Not a whole bunch and not a whole many, but the ones that you did miss.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, and I still have my level of tolerance. That has not changed. So I might see, I might want to be around you, but not for long.
Mary, who works with us, is a friend of the show.
Yes.
She knows that I usually, like when I get to someplace, I have my leave time is already there. It's like, I get there. It's like, oh, I'm leaving at 8:45.
Right.
Like I have. Oh, there's a person. I'm sorry. There's a person walking on the roof. So I just looked out my window.
About that. Yeah. Because I saw you looking.
Yeah, I'm on the third floor, and so when you look out a third floor window and you see a person walk by, mm-hmm. that requires a second look. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, well, we've got a great show today.
Yes. Monique Shields, who is the executive director for Breakthrough Atlanta, is going to come on, and her organization is all about serving youth in terms of getting them ready for high school and college. So this is around the time like her and her team have been super busy, and we're excited to have her on the show. She was referred to us by another friend of the show, Mary, who was with AG Rhodes, which is a friend of the show, organization friend of the show, for many years. And she's now gone on and started her own business in PR. So she hooked us up with Monique.
Wonderful. So exciting. And they're also doing stuff encouraging people to get into the teaching profession as well, which is really kind of sets them apart from other college prep and college readiness organizations. So really excited to hear from her. And like, as a child of educators, always interested to hear about how people are doing that kind of stuff too. So really excited to hear from her. And thanks for joining us. And we'll get to it.
All right. Well, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Good Work Show. We're excited because we are being joined by Monique Shields, and she is with Breakthrough Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Monique.
Thank you, Elaine. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. So tell us about the organization, Breakthrough Atlanta, who you are and who you serve, and of course, a little bit about your mission.
Absolutely. So Breakthrough serves a dual mission. We have been in Atlanta at the Lovett School for 25 years, and we have two main purposes. The first is to help highly motivated, underserved students, many of whom would be the first in their families to earn a bachelor's degree. We help them in pursuing that goal of attending college and achieving that bachelor's degree. And then the second part of our mission is to inspire the next generation of teachers and education leaders. So as we talk more, I'll share how that all comes together.
Fantastic. So let's start with the kids. So you have a high school readiness program that kind of speaks to kids and getting them ready for, post-secondary education. So talk to us a little bit about that. Like, who is the target market, and then what do they do as a part of the program?
That's right. So Breakthrough is kind of unique. We're a 6-year college preparatory program for our students. So we start recruiting kids when they're in middle school, right as they're finishing up their sixth grade year. And we recruit them into the first phase, or the first 3 years of our program, is called high school readiness. And that's where we are helping them get a jump start on their academic work for the upcoming school year, as well as helping them navigate the maturity and the leadership and the character traits that they'll need to develop in order to be successful high school students. And so we do that through two main programs. In the summertime, all of our students, their first experience with Breakthrough is in our summer program. And so they come to the campus here at Lovett, and for 6 weeks in the summer, they're learning curriculum and skills around math, English language arts, and STEM that will help them in the upcoming school year. We're also engaging them in fun because it's summertime, so we don't want the whole summer to be just about, learning, but it's really important that they do participate in some learning, because we're combating a phenomenon called summer learning loss, which happens when kids aren't engaged in any sort of quality, structured enrichment and learning during the summer. They lose a lot of the skills and knowledge that they gained in the school year prior. So our program helps them keep those skills, and then hopefully they're gaining some new skills so that they can have a leg up going into the school year. And then in the school year, we see our students on, and we call them scholars. We see them on Saturdays, and we call those our Super Saturdays. And mainly through our Super Saturdays, we're really focused on character and leadership development, as well as continuing some of the STEM enrichment. So for example, we might have a book club throughout the Super Saturdays. This past year, for example, we read the Four Agreements and really talked with our students as we navigated each of those chapters around, you know, what does it mean to keep your word, be impeccable with your word, and so on and so forth. And our scholars had a chance to reflect on who they want to become and how does that look like in their lives now and their interactions now. And then we also had a STEM speaker series so that, you know, they could learn from physicians and engineers and, you know, folks in any variety of technology, engineering, math, and science field around, you know, what are the different professional tracks that they could pursue. So that's what we do in the school year. And then when our kids move into high school, they transition into the college prep program. And that's probably what a lot more people are familiar with in terms of, you know, how do I, what are the steps to getting into college? So I need to take the PSAT sometime between my sophomore and junior year. I need to practice the SAT, the ACT. I need to tour schools. I need to, you know, take the right classes. And what sets Breakthrough apart is that we have a really close one-to-one support system for our scholars with our staff and also with involving their families. And, you know, we just recognize that for the average high school college counselor who has 400 students that they have to focus on, it can be hard to really get to know every student and really help them chart their own course to college. And then something we recently have started is a partnership with an organization called the Scholarship Academy, which is doing a wonderful job of helping students figure out how to go to college and not incur a ton of debt. Because that is a real challenge facing, particularly African-American students who, because we may not have our families may not have the financial resources to pay for college. As we go to college, we have to take loans. And then we come out of school oftentimes with about almost 50% more student loan debt than do white students and more affluent students. And so we really want to make sure our scholars can begin their adulthoods relatively debt-free with as little debt as they can so that then they can go on to pursue the careers of their dreams, have families, have homes, and, you know, really live that American dream.
Absolutely. So you all have been busy for the last probably few months because of the college prep and the tours and everything and ACT, SAT, but then now you're ramping up in the summer. So this is high season for you, right? Very busy time. So is the program full for the summer? Are you ready to go because school is just let out? Can you tell us a little bit about what you're currently doing?
Yes. So currently we're training our teaching fellows. So that's, we'll talk about the second part of our mission as well. But we're training our teachers for the summer and our students start on June 14th. So it's right around the corner, less than 2 weeks away. And we're really excited. It's going to be great. You know, typically we'd be fully in person, although last summer we were fully virtual and all through the school year, everything we did was virtual. This summer, we're having a kind of hybrid model where our students are alternating being in person or being virtual week by week, just so we can keep a safe environment, but also be able to see all of our students and them see each other and really be able to get out and enjoy the fun. So we're here and it's great. We're excited.
Cool. So let's dig into the teaching fellowship because that's really interesting. And I haven't really heard about an organization doing a program like that. So what's the deal?
Thank you. So that is really what sets Breakthrough apart. And I think I forgot to mention that we're part of a national collaborative called the Breakthrough Collaborative. So there are 24 Breakthrough organizations all across the country, all dedicated to the same dual mission. So as a collaborative, we operate the largest pre-teaching program in the nation. What that means is we are exposing college undergraduate students to the career of teaching. So our we call them teaching fellows, are here with us for 9 weeks. Our students are here for 6 weeks. And so they're spending the first 3 weeks in the program really getting trained up by professional educators. We have teachers and our faculty and staff who are training them on how to deliver instruction, how to build relationships with students and with parents, how to plan lessons, and all that it takes to be a successful teacher. And then throughout the summer, our teaching fellows are observed and coached by what teachers who we call instructional coaches. And so they're getting that constant support and feedback as they plan day by day on how to engage with their students. And, you know, the really wonderful result from that is while only about a third of our teaching fellows are declared education majors when they join this experience. Historically, as a collaborative, three quarters of our teaching fellows will go on to become educators. So it really does accomplish that mission of inspiring the next generation of teachers and education leaders.
Wow, that's fantastic. The one thing that stuck out to me is that they're teaching them how to have, of course, you know, build the curriculum and do all of that stuff is, I think, you know, all teachers obviously have to have that, but the building the relationship with parents is so key. You know, I haven't been a parent myself, and well, I guess I still am a parent, but having a school-aged child and when she was in school, that was one of the most important things I thought in terms of her education and sort of makes the difference. And when you think about the students that you're serving who are likely, you know, they don't have access to and haven't had access to all of the things that some other students have. And maybe, you know, having that parental involvement can actually help out with that. So I think that's really key that that's part of the component and that you're teaching in the fellowship.
Yeah, it is a critical element of our program. And, you know, and our parents are great, right? So again, because for the first three summers that they're in Breakthrough, they're dedicating their summers to Breakthrough, you know that you have caring parents joining this program. And so, you know, some of the things that our teaching fellows will learn is, you know, are simple things like, you don't leave with bad news, right? You don't call a parent to say, oh, Johnny was so disruptive in class today. He was talking so much. No, you lead with the good, like, hey, Johnny knocked out his math quiz today. I just wanted to let you know he really knows the stuff. And then you build that relationship. So then when there are times where you have to, you know, correct a student, because all children are growing and learning and just trying to figure out, you know, how to be on their game, then a parent is, you know, receptive because they know you care, right? So it's not rocket science, but it is, they are some skills that we are teaching that, you know, everybody could benefit from learning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some teachers never got that skill. But the ones who did, I will say, that made all the difference between exactly what you said, reaching out prior to just to say hello, introduce yourself and, or, you know, hey, your daughter did a great job today. I just want to let you know, or she's killing it on the test like that. It really does go a long way. So I'm so glad that that's being reinforced and shared, because not all educators have done that. Maybe they all get taught that, but not all of them have done it. But the really good ones that stuck out to me were the ones who did exactly what you said. So yeah.
And as a child of educators, both of my parents were educators, so they just knew all of my teachers because they worked with them. So there was nowhere for me to hide
behind the scenes.
Yeah, there was nowhere for me to hide. I mean, sometimes I'd be walking down the hall and my principal would be like, oh, I just got off the phone with your dad. And I'm like, great. Good to know. Uh-huh. So, okay. So things, of course, with COVID and everything are a little different. So maybe not volunteer opportunities for folks or anything like that, but two questions. One, for parents who may be listening and they've got fifth graders or sixth graders and they're trying to make plans and plan ahead, how do they connect with you and how do they find out more? And then for everyone else, how can we support the efforts and the work that you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So for parents, our website is pretty easy. And right now our application is up. So parents can go to breakthroughatlanta.org and learn more about what we do. Atlanta's completely spelled out. So not Breakthrough ATL, but breakthroughatlanta.org. Learn all about us. We even have recorded info sessions if you want to really kind of hear parent questions and things like that. We're happy to share that information. So reach out. Our staff information is on our website as well. And it's a great program. And the only thing I would just say is it's a commitment. It's a 6-year commitment. And one thing that I think makes it worth it is this year we launched a scholarship program. And so we just awarded our first scholarship recipients, 4 of our graduating seniors with $10,000 college scholarships each to pursue their dream schools. And so, you know, we're going to get your children to college and we're going to get them scholarships from a variety of sources. And, you know, this is just a cherry on top for making this 6-year commitment. And then for everybody else, you know, thank you for asking. So we are in our 25th year, celebrating 25 years of Breakthrough. Over our 25 years, we have served over 2,000 students and over 500 teaching fellows. And again, our work has really been transformative. Over 86% of our students have graduated college, which for, again, when you think about students who might be the first in their families to be pursuing a bachelor's degree, or maybe coming from an economically disadvantaged background, we're really beating the odds. We're at close to 7 times the average, the national average of graduating students who fit those 2 target demographics, graduating schools. So we're making a huge difference. And I mentioned earlier that, you know, we go from 30% teaching fellows coming in, being declared education majors, to 76% going on to pursue careers in education. And so we're really serving these really critical needs in the community, and, you know, would ask people to consider making a special contribution, you know, $25 for 25 years, or getting your company involved. If you know that your company is one that cares about education and supports education organizations, please let them know about us. And as we, as more and more people are getting vaccinated and we're safe, we'll start to resume some volunteer activities. We, typically engage volunteers to help us interview our new classes of students. So the students that we'd accept into the program, we engage volunteers to review scholarship applications and help us figure out who we're going to award scholarships to. And then there are other volunteer opportunities, but those will come back as we get more back to normal. So to be continued on that, but definitely we encourage everybody to check us out, support us as you can. We really need it, and we're looking forward to the next 25 years.
Well, fantastic. This has been great, Monique. Congratulations to you and your team for 25 years of service, and everyone, please check out their website. It is breakthroughatlanta.org, so you can learn more about the organization and, of course, learn how you can support and get involved in their work. And we just appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elaine and Trenise. I really enjoyed meeting you and spending time with you today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks.